tech world's been buzzing with big AI moves, quantum leaps, and a military tech takeover. First, all eyes are on China's DeepSeek AI. This open-source language model is coming for the crown, going toe-to-toe with the US giants and doing it on a budget. Some folks are calling foul, but others say it's proof the AI race is about brains, not just billions. However, not everyone is happy about it. NASA has slapped a ban on DeepSeek, joining other government agencies worried about security. Australia has also banned the AI system. Speaking of AI, OpenAI just dropped Operator, a new AI assistant for ChatGPT Pro users that's basically your digital errand runner. Ordering groceries? No problem. Meanwhile, Meta's going all in on AI, dropping a massive $65 billion this year, including a mega data center in Louisiana. And hold on to your hats. Figure AI, the humanoid robot folks, are ditching OpenAI to cook up their own AI, promising something mind-blowing soon. Robots doing their own thing? The future is here, people. Now let's jump to quantum. Yes, I said quantum. Bill Gates thinks quantum computing could be closer than we thought, maybe just a few years away. Microsoft has even built its own quantum machine, dropping it later in 2025. Get ready for processing power you can't even imagine. And last but not least, a major shift in military tech. Anduril, the defense startup, is taking the reins of the Army's IVAS headset program from Microsoft. This is huge for soldier tech, putting Anduril in charge of this key program. It's a program that's seen some speed bumps, so let's see if Anduril can get it back on track. That's your tech news for the week. Stay tuned, stay charged, and remember, the future is always just around the corner.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Dr. Kenya on the air, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Timber sounds moving up side to side, side to side. Culture beat fire grooves all night long, all night long. Dance floors live here, the song come along. Hear the drums, let it flow, let it flow. Tempo's up, vibe is hot, here we go, here we go. From the south to the west, every beat. Dr. Kenya, start the sound, feel the heat, feel the heat. On Tempo Sounds, we gonna dance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Temple Sounds the Culture. You are in the mix with I, Dr. Kenya Osi-Radoli. 412-499-5000. That's the telephone number for the Temple Sounds show. You can call, leave a message, send a text message, leave a voicemail. Better still, do it on WhatsApp, and the voicemail is digital, and we can play it for time in and time end, yeah? If it's your first time joining the Temple Sounds show, welcome. I hope you're feeling right at home, because our job is good times only. Our job is to make sure that we are expanding your musical palettes, yeah? Temple Sounds, the culture. Saturday night, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To the rest of the world, we say, welcome to Steel City. Better known as The Bug. Pittsburgh build America. America, baby. Let's go, Pittsburgh. Let's go, everybody. Let's go, Pennsylvania.
Who is
to say thank you very much for those who caught the mix. It's been the Tempo Sounds, the culture show. And you're in the mix. We get crazy up in here when we're mixing all this lovely house tunes or this culture of house music, the different genres. Soulful house, deep house, and afro house, yeah? Tempo Sounds of Culture, until the next show, keep it locked. Check out my website, temposounds.com, and you can find a plethora of shows that you can listen to on demand, download, and share them with your friends and family. Until the next mix, take it easy. Stay sharp, stay safe. Occupy the space. Be heard. Adios.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
To speed on the latest from the world of Formula One. First up, get ready for some fresh faces. F1 is giving rookies even more chances to shine next year. Teams must now put a rookie driver in each of their cars for practice, not once, but twice. This could shake things up and give us a glimpse of the future stars of F1. Speaking of the future, McLaren's already teasing us with their 2025 Challenger. The MCL39 hit the track at Silverstone for some promo filming, sporting a superb camouflage livery. Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri got behind the wheel, and fans are buzzing about what the official livery will look like when it's unveiled next week. Can McLaren keep up their momentum and maybe snag a driver's championship? Now, let's talk about drivers. The 2025 grid is shaping up to look pretty different. We've got some big moves happening. Isaac Hadjar, Jack Doohan, Ollie Bearman, and Gabriel Bortoleto are all stepping up to full-time seats. Carlos Sainz is heading to Williams, Nico Hülkenberg's going to Sauber, and Esteban Ocon is making his way to Haas. Sadly, we'll be saying goodbye to Valtteri Bottas, Zhou Guan Yu, and Kevin Magnussen as full-time drivers. But that's racing. And finally, the big question. Who's going to be fighting for the title next year? Everyone's expecting a showdown, with names like Max Verstappen, Lando Norris, Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, and George Russell all in the mix. F1 legend Martin Brundle even said it should be one of the greatest seasons in Formula One history. I, for one, cannot wait for the season opener in Australia on March 16th. I'm fired up and ready to go.
Dr. Kenya on the air, feel the vibe, Timber sounds moving up side to side, culture beats fire grooves all night long, dance floors lit, hear the song, come along, feel the bass, hear the drums, let it flow, tempers up, vibe is hot, here we go, from the south to the west, every beat, Dr. Kenya's got the sound, feel the heat on Zembo South, we gonna dance, dance, dance. Feel the rhythm, take a chance, chance, chance. Dr. Kenya in control, 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 control. Feel the culture, groove your soul, soul, soul. Ambiano in the mix, feel the rush. Every tune, every beat, it's a must. Dr. Kenya's got the tune, feel the
from here to eternity, that's where she takes me. From here to eternity, with love, with love, with love.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, that show where we take a trip back to the 80s that you never knew. Well, today, it's the day after Valentine's Day. A great day or, not the best possible day for some. But irrespective, there's a love or a love-related song for everybody to listen to on Valentine's Day. So as you continue to reflect on the spirit of love, we'll take an hour to kind of just go through some songs of mine that I like to go and listen to every once in a while that make you think about the ones you want to say that I love you to, or in Italian, ti amo, which is the name of this classic Umberto Tozzi song we're going to start off with today, right now.
Thank you. Si fa